How did the Portuguese ship Boem Jesus end up in the desert? The Portuguese were always admired as renowned seafarers. During the early modern period, the Portuguese were amongst the world's foremost explorers, navigators, and long-distance merchants. But even so, these voyages were fraught with danger. Sailing ships at this time was no easy task and involved a lot of risk. Boem Jesus was a well-built naval vessel, but even so, it fell prey to the treacherous seas. It sailed out of Lisbon, Portugal, on March 7, 1533, and was never again heard of. In 2008, however, some 475 years later, its shipwrecked remains were discovered half the world away, on the coast of South Namibia. What happened to the Boem Jesus? And what happened to its valuable cargo? The misfortune of the Boem Jesus, the diamond shipwreck. Aquatic forensics opens up the cold, wet cases of Australia's shipwrecks. The Boem Jesus, missing. Portuguese sailors were well known for their long-distance voyages, which, for the time, were considered a major undertaking. Portugal commonly traded with China, India, and Japan, and trips to these countries could take up to 2 years. Of course, in 1533, communication was difficult, and once the ship sailed out, it wouldn't be so easy to write back to the capital. When the Boem Jesus sailed out in March of 1533, the people expected its return in roughly 2 years. But when it never came back to its home port, suspicions arose, and many suspected its dark fate. The ship itself was of very high quality. It was made in the early 1500s, during the reign of King Manuel I of Portugal. This was a time of major expansion for the Portuguese Empire, and long-distance naval trade played a major part in this expansion. The ship was ocean-going and belonged to the class of Portuguese ships known as now. Such vessels were the key for the empire's dominance of major naval trade routes, and it made it a pioneer of ocean voyages. The trades with India and East Asia were incredibly lucrative, and the Portuguese were amongst the first to reach these areas. However, reaching these areas was dangerous, as many unexpected events could unfold, from storms to pirates. World's largest stone pillar anchor from archaic period found in Aegean shipwreck. Dozens of shipwrecks dating back thousands of years found in the Aegean Sea. So, the Boem Jesus was specifically crafted for this purpose. It was better, larger, and stronger than other ships in the Navy, so as to be able to endure the long voyage and bring back more precious cargo. Alas, after sailing out, the ship was never again heard of. Its fate remained a mystery for centuries, and many suspected that, of course, it had sunk somewhere in the world's waters. These suspicions were confirmed 475 years later, when the Boem Jesus was discovered at the bottom of the ocean, in 2008. All evidence indicates that the ship sank during a violent storm that caught it here, causing it to run aground and sink. The shipwreck was buried under sand, preserved for the ones who would discover it and tell its tragic tale. A treasure trove beneath the waves. The shipwreck was laying close to the shore and was accidentally discovered by workers from a diamond mining company who were conducting excavations along the coast of Namibia. One worker stumbled upon copper ingots, and soon it was realized that these were ancient in origin. Soon, representatives of the South African Institute of Maritime Archaeology, SIMA, were called, and the true extent of the discovery was realized. The ship, split into three sections, was remarkably well preserved, thanks to the thick sandy sediments that covered it and prevented rot. Thanks to the great preservation and international efforts to protect the site, a staggering 40 tons of well-preserved cargo were retrieved from the Boem Jesus. The larger part of the cargo consisted of 1,845 copper ingots weighing approximately 16 to 17 tons, all made by the Fugger family in Augsburg, Germany. Also included were over 2,000 gold and silver coins of several different nations, including Spain, Venice, and France, and 105 precious elephant tusks weighing around 2 tons. Other cargo included many cannons, swords, textiles, astronomical devices, navigational instruments, and precious items. This cargo was a major insight into the trade routes of the time and showed that there existed strong economic ties that extended from Central Europe to Africa and all the way to East Asia. The Boem Jesus wreck was also an important insight into the Portuguese shipbuilding techniques of the time, as well as the navigational tools they used. Rudimentary but innovative methods of navigation clearly reflect the ambitions of the sailors, who readily ventured into the great unknown, essentially cut off from the rest of the world. The world connected through trade. Nevertheless, the most important part of the discovery was the cargo. It shows a complex connection between luxury African resources, European financing, and distant Asian markets. This was a deep web of intercontinental interactions and shows the start of a truly globalized economy. The BOM Jesus shipwreck remains the oldest known and most valuable shipwreck ever discovered off the western coast of sub-Saharan Africa. There are ongoing efforts to preserve the cargo and the vessel in saltwater tanks until they can be safely transported to Lisbon for preservation and display in a museum. Alas, the lack of cooperation and permission from the Namibian officials prevents any further major work. So, for now, the BOM Jesus rests in its watery grave. By Alexa Vukovic.